Our last session for the day is just a short one, depending on the length of advice. What we ask is for all of our speakers to make their way to the front. We, at one time, had room in here to set a bunch of chairs up here, and we don't have that anymore. And so we just ask that they would come, each in turn, and leave us with one piece of advice, something that we can take home and put in our hearts and our ministry and our lives and our family that we might be better people. And then once that is done, we're through. And so if you are speaker on this workshop, I open the floor now that you would come and talk to us.
I usually have to go last, but I'm going first today since I'm sitting on the front row. After having listened to Eric this morning and Brother Dan, I know that I need a lot more wisdom to speak. But from a practical standpoint, I'm going to say this to you parents who have children at home, those of you who preach. Do not neglect the time that those children need their dad. I made a lot of mistakes. But one thing Kathy and I didn't make a lot of mistakes on was spending time with Shelley and Wayne, teaching them that serving God was enjoyable. Teaching them to use their talents as best they could for God. This one to my right has excelled me a million times over, and I thank God for that. He didn't want to be a preacher either. He heard about stories. He watched his dad go through some things. But thank God he did. His choice to be a preacher took him to Chanticleer, and thank God for that. And Dan's choice to be a preacher took him to Shelley, and we're thankful for that. Your children deserve your attention as much as the members deserve your attention. Wayne has been gone from home for 18 years. It's been just me and Kat for 18 years. You'll have plenty, if you live long enough, you'll have plenty of time to spend the rest of your life in working for other people. You'll only have a short time to train your children. If you train them well, you'll spend the rest of your life like I'm spending it, with rewards. If you don't, you could spend the rest of your life with regrets. Spend time with your children. They deserve you.
I'm going to build on what Brother Jones said, and it's not because he said this, but something I'd been thinking as well. We see a lot of preachers that will focus on the congregation, not on their families. I've seen that some in educating students. The students for 2 years will basically forget their wives and children because they have to study 6 hours in class every day, supposed to study 6 hours outside of class. Don't know that always takes place, but they spend more time with their books and their classmates than their families. And that leads to problems for the students. It also leads to problems when preachers do that. We hear about people being married to their work. Let's understand that the church doesn't need another husband. The church has Christ. You don't need to be married to the church. You need to be married to your wife and take care of your family.
My advice this year would be the same as last. My Jesus, I love you. I know thou art mine. For thee all the follies of sin I resign. My gracious Redeemer, my Savior art thou. If ever I loved you, my Jesus, 'tis now.
There's been several very good lessons today or this week taught about preachers when they get discouraged and need to be encouraged. And I'm all for that, and we do get discouraged. But let me give you the other side of the coin. We need to toughen up. I mean, there's too much at stake for us to be so thin-skinned that we go home crying and want to give it up every other week. I mean, this is important stuff. And so we're going to have to toughen up, and we're going to have to go to the big boy table and get out there and suffer difficulty. I guarantee we're never going to suffer as much as Christ. I guarantee we're never going to suffer as much as Apostle Paul or Jeremiah or Ezekiel or any of those great prophets of God. That's not to say we don't need to be encouraged. That's not to say that we're going to suffer some really cryful moments, tearful times in our lives. But souls are at stake, and let's toughen up.
One thing I would continue to encourage is that we who would propose to speak on behalf of the Lord refine our craft and our skills and our ability to do so with all of the talents and capabilities that we have been given. To represent Him well, thoughtfully, carefully, and be better at saying it, writing it, communicating it, showing it this year than it was last year, better next year than I am this year. It seems like I say that every year, and I promise next year I'll say it better than I am this year. But you know, we all want to get better. The race car driver wants to be faster. The painter wants to be better and more capable. And if I'm really going to speak on behalf of the Lord, there's nothing more precious given into my charge, if you will, than the gospel, right? First Thessalonians 2. So I encourage us just to be better at representing Him in that way, day by day, year by year.
A couple quick things. We were very young when our parents divorced. And it impacted us greatly, as you can imagine. And God calls us children. And God's people need to know they're His children. And of all the ways and things that we could do, people need to know that they are in a relationship with the Father who cares for them. And I'm all for preaching the truths of God's word. We have to do that. But we start out in Genesis with a father preparing a home for children. And at the first sin, I read Genesis 3 with scared children hiding under the bed, having failed their father, and him approaching and stooping down on his knees, laying on his stomach and lifting up the covers, peering in as they are shaking and scared, and coaxing them out to talk to them. People need to know God, and they need to know how much He cares for them. Preachers preach the God they know, and people respond to the God we preach. And far too many of God's children don't know their Father loves them. Christians don't know they're going to heaven because they don't believe their father wants them at home. In a sadder state, I cannot imagine. And I'm the one standing up preaching about that God. people need to learn God, brethren. We need to preach him to them. Secondly, having become an elder, I appreciate how much people are hurting who are Christians. And I am striving regularly to talk less with my opinion. We really need to be mindful of where God speaks and where I start thinking about what I think God says. Liberty, frequently in Scripture, set the captive free so that I don't come in and rebind them to me. Thank you.
The greatest advice I think I could give preachers today is every preacher here has gone through their difficulties. And as one man used to say it, he said, preaching is tough business. And if we probably went around the room with every preacher, we'd be here for a long time talking about all the things we may have suffered as gospel preachers. But I know for me personally, how much I have suffered. But what I want to say today is that every time I went to that building and I cried, and I knew I couldn't take that home. And so I would go to the building and I would just get it all out. And then I'd go home and pretend all was well. Well, after a while, you realize you can't really hide it. And what I didn't realize is that everything I was going through, my wife was going through it. And she suffered because she was in support of me watching me suffer. And what I would tell every preacher today is don't forget your wife. She's going through it with you. She's suffering with you. She sees all the hard times. She sees us when we're at our lowest points. And we need to pray for them. We need to confide in them and trust them and let them help us as we help them going through this together. And so I would say, don't forget that wonderful woman that supports you every day to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, and make sure we always stay mindful that whatever we're going through, they're going through it as well. Thank you.
Handle eternal things with the greatest of care. Be engrossed with the eternal. Sometimes we become heartlessly habitual with holy things. An eternal God, an eternal Savior, an eternal Spirit, eternal souls, an eternal home, eternal life. I believe that's worth having our mindset on, don't you? God bless.
I have nothing to offer and count it an extreme joy. to be standing in this room, to know these men, to hold their hands, and to share the gospel. Friends are the lifeline of preachers. And one of my dearest I've asked to lead us in a closing prayer. Will you stand?
Let's pray together. Our righteous and eternal God, we come before you today, gathered together, for this last time, assembling with our hearts and our minds, approaching your throne, and we say thank you. Thank you, God. Father, we're thankful for this occasion. Pray that all has been done to your glory. For all of those of us who have sat and learned, Father, we're thankful. May we be better disciples. For preachers, for elders, for teachers, Father, for families, for those who are unappreciated and underappreciated, for our wives, Father, we thank you. Father, we're thankful for our weary and sometimes tearful eyes, and we're thankful for our full hearts. Father, we pray that our hands might be eager to serve. We're thankful, Father, for those who have taught us. We're thankful, Father, for those servants, whether babysitters or cooks or servers. Thankful for the young children running about the building this week. The university congregation and the homes and hearts that have been opened. Thankful, Father, for our elders. Thankful for the facilities provided for us. Thankful, Father, for their use, for stained carpets and dirty pews. Thankful, Father, for scraped walls. Thank you that it shows the wear of use. Father, may our lives do the same. Thankful for the sweet fellowship that we have enjoyed, that we have been instructed, encouraged, admonished, motivated. Father, may we, as your servants, do the very thing that we ask those members each and every week to do. May the lessons we've learned, may the emotions that have been stirred within us, may they not leave us on the drive home. Father, we ask for safety as we depart, whether by car or by plane, whether near or far, we ask for your blessings. Father, we pray for wisdom. We pray for thicker skin, for softer hearts. We ask that you would be with those who are hurting, especially at this time, our sister, Linda Gilcrease. But Father, may we be your ministers and your servants. Use us, Father. Help us to have the courage to be used in your service. Thank you for Jesus. Father, may we walk in the shadow of the cross so much that whenever we see others, they see your Son long before they see us. In our frailty and in our humanity and our imperfections, Father, may we give ourselves to your service and to your glory. Through Jesus we pray. Amen.